Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Happy Monday, Mushin Monday. Just finished reporting my new episode for the Lancet Gaming News podcast, so now it's time to do Mushin Mindset. So welcome back to the podcast. In this one, we're going to be diving into the Book of Wind and Miyamoto Musashi's Book of Five Rings. So this one is more about like different, like comparing his school to different schools and sword techniques and fighting techniques that other schools use as compared to his. So let's dive into this. Strategy demands that you know the difference between yourself and others. The Book of Wind discusses the prevalent attitudes among other schools. In order for one school to be compared to another, both must exist. Each school has its good points and its bad points. Some schools use the attitudes of strength. Some schools lean towards only one or two types of techniques. Some schools rely on the constant expansion of the number of techniques a warrior uses. The main idea of my school is that it's based on the development of the way, through an expression of the spirit, techniques notwithstanding. I want to clearly explain the good and bad points of other schools. My school is different. I care not for the dressings of other uniforms or the growing of small trees. Although these things have their place, if the school is primarily interested in building up a clientele, displays the trophies won at tournaments, among other things, it gives the students the wrong idea about the way of the warrior. Essentially, such a school is trying to sell its wares to the public by using the longsword as a means to accumulate wealth. This is absolutely not the way of the warrior. You must understand this if you are to develop your spirit in the proper manner. The spirit of the thing itself revolts against this type of thinking and reveals itself falsely to the practitioner who believes that showing off is the essence of strategy. To be a warrior is one of the most painstaking callings you can choose in this life. Combat is not a game, it is life and death. It simply cannot be otherwise. It is not enough merely to insist upon proper carriage of the body and false brandishing of weapons in the spirit, for while it is obvious that carriage and technique are important, they are not important enough to win fights of a mortal nature. The spirit must be cultivated. If it is not, a tragic shortcoming of awareness in the warrior will result. It is important to understand the reasons and philosophies of other systems in order to truly benefit from my own. I do not hesitate to point these things out to you. Without comparison, you have no reference point with which to judge for yourself and decide how to properly develop your own self. You should study the ways of others to reinforce your own understanding of yourself. Constantly reevaluate yourself. So as always with Musashi, he emphasizes the fact that it's important to know everything and to know about a lot of things. And in this, he's talking about specifically schools. Talking about though you may practice at one school, it's good to know other schools and know what they do and compare it to yourself and your own training. So in the Book of Wind, after that he goes in and talk about schools that use extra long swords and different sword techniques and things like that that are implemented by other schools. So all of this it's very interesting, the different schools and the comparisons that he draws between his own and the other schools of his day. It's very interesting. I'm not really going to cover those in this podcast. I'm just trying to focus more on the different kind of mindset aspects. But I definitely recommend that you read this book and go through those. It's interesting to learn about the different techniques and the ideas and training systems that people implemented back in the day. The difference between a warrior's victory in combat and exemplary artistic performance is that in art, the outcome does not include the death of a dancer, and the dance or the death of the musician in the performance. While in combat, the reality is the outcome, but the reality is that the outcome is decided with the death of the enemy or yourself. I do not like inner and outer attitudes. They are detrimental to understanding the true nature of the universe, which is oneness. Why confuse yourself with definitions of what you think the spirit of the thing itself should be doing? When I teach beginners, I concentrate on developing technique and make little mention of deeper principles. They are not necessary, and intellectual exercises tend to limit the student's progress. Only later, when they are able to understand that fighting is not an intellectual exercise, although the aesthetics involved in executing specific techniques call for a strong and intelligent spirit, will I go into the deeper meaning of things. If you concern yourself with an inner and an outer attitude, you'll only interfere with your timing and your rhythm. It's best to concentrate only on killing the enemy and attaining perfection in yourself and your technique. So, I think this is an interesting passage. If anyone that is trained martial arts, a lot of schools, at least the ones that I've gone to, have kind of done things sort of this way. When you start out as a beginner, a lot of the concentration is on individual skills. Like, if you do jiu-jitsu, it's like, okay, the positions, so like this is guard and this is half guard and this is side control, and so you work on the techniques. You know, you don't always go into the small details or like the whys or the big principles of them. It's like, all right, this is how you do an armbar, just the basic armbar, and then after you learn those basics and those techniques, then you go into the deeper meaning. So it's like, so this is why this technique works. You have leverage in this area on the arm, and you control this position, and the inner workings of the technique, and learning about, you know, why it's happening. At first you learn the techniques, and then you learn the little details behind why the techniques are working. And for this passage, though, I think I am a little bit conflicted in when he says, only later when they are able to understand that fighting is not an intellectual exercise, although the aesthetics involved in executing specific techniques call for a strong and intelligent spirit. I think for people that have done, you know, fighting sports, jiu-jitsu, Krav Maga, karate, taekwondo, Muay Thai, MMA, any of those things, I think that you would say that it is an intellectual thing. Like, fighting, boxing, all those things really are thinking man sports. It's really like playing chess. You have to think constantly. But I think maybe what he's saying is that, like, maybe that's what he means when he says intelligent spirit, that it's intelligent, and it's you're thinking on another level, not just sitting there and analyzing constantly. Analyzing what's going on, but you're doing it at like a spiritual unconscious level. Maybe that's what he's talking about. But fighting is a thinking man's game for sure. But I think that that's what he means when he's saying that. It is not wise to criticize another's way. There are reasons for each man to have his own. Ask someone a question and he will give you an answer. Ask the same question to another and he will give you a different answer. There's no need to examine the doctrines of another school of thought until you've come to terms with the doctrines of the school you are studying. In the beginning, you seek a teacher. Then you come to understand the realities of what it is you are studying. When you feel that something is missing or that you are not learning anything further, you must, of your own volition, seek the next level of instruction. There's no such thing as yin-yang. This is not to say that yin-yang does not exist. And so ends the Book of Wind. So hopefully everybody found this interesting, entertaining, insightful, and hopefully there's something from it that you can take and use in your own life and grow your own spirit. The next book that we'll be covering is the Book of No Thing, or the Book of the Void. So that's an interesting, it's a very short book, only a few pages, but we'll be diving into that one on the next podcast. So hopefully everyone enjoyed this one, the Book of Wind. See everyone on the next podcast on Friday. Take care, everyone.